LimeWire. Those are the two big ones.
I
can't remember the one.
You never jumped in on FrostWire. It was so much better than LimeWire at the end.
Oh, yeah, LimeWire was terrible. Everything
yeah, Frost,
was.
I was all about FrostWire.
Riddled with viruses.
I got yelled at in high school because.
Me too.
I actually opened my laptop because I went to one of the schools with laptops. I accidentally opened my laptop in front of the IT department on my home account because you had a home and schools accounts. And on my home account, and like BearShare was like programmed to automatically open, and they were furious because I had so many songs down. They were not happy.
I didn't have to worry about any of that.
Well, I don't want to date myself, but I didn't have laptops when I was in school.
Oh, I didn't either.
It doesn't date you. I'm aware that that's a very new thing that only happened in the last.
All
10
this
years.
Stuff you're talking about, yeah, I don't even know.
This laptop you're looking at right now, my first one ever.
This is my wife. Yeah. This is my wife's.
That's great.
Thank you, honey, for letting me use it. She's listening, and she's
thank
one
you,
of my biggest
Mrs. Eric from QC yeah. for she's I think the funny, him the laptop.
The funniest part thing about the Hugh Freeze stuff is everyone's making jokes about Hugh Freeze himself, you know, making calls to find an escort, and people now some people are kind of making these jokes as well. Gabe DeArmond made a joke. Talks to people in Louisville, you find out that that's not always why coaches are calling escorts.
Well, that's true.
And we know that a lot of the stuff tied to Hugh Freeze, as we talked about with the Laramie Tunsil story, has to do with impermissible benefits and things like that, him picking up recruiting classes that no one thought Ole Miss would ever be able to get. Laquan Treadwell, Laramie Tunsil,
everybody said that. When all of a sudden Ole Miss started getting these top recruits.
Oh, everyone called this one 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Rock's absolutely right. Everybody called this 5 years ago. It's only a matter of time before Hugh Freeze is under investigation. Under investigation from the NCAA for violations, and now resigning because he's calling hookers from a university-issued cell phone.
Best part about this is Hugh Freeze's Twitter profile, the last line, saved by a gracious God.
Oh, of course.
Until Clay Travis' response was, you find a guy who's super, the more religious a man claims to be, the freakier he is in real life. It's science. Of course, I didn't need to bring up TJ Moe when I heard that. I don't know what he's hiding, but apparently it's a lot.
You can hear Clay Travis 5 to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on 590 The Fan and TJ Moe on The Hardline.
Way to pick up both those.
Monday through Friday.
Forgot about the first one.
3 to 6.
And you can hear hour 3 right after Charlie Tuna Show wraps up.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Late the night.
So, yeah, Hugh, I don't understand how Ole Miss isn't a bigger program than what it is, because everything I've heard about that campus is amazing. It's an absolute. I've never been. I've just heard it's a beautiful campus.
It is.
It's not too far away from like major metropolitan areas like Memphis, St. Louis. It's not that far away.
Despite the fact that it's regarded as not necessarily a great academic school, this is the reason why I almost went there, is their engineering program has a freaking Toyota plant. That like Toyota built a plant like right next to the campus so that all the engineering students can work on cars and stuff like that in a Toyota plant. So, I mean, there's some, I mean, if you think about
you're going to be an
although
engineer?
It's not the most academically inclined school with like an automatic admission ACT of like 18. They got some good programs there. Yeah, before I went to Mizzou and did journalism / communications, my top decisions were either going to Mizzou or Ole Miss for engineering, to go to Kansas for architecture, or to culinary school. And then I went to Mizzou and did journalism communications.
And did mass communications.
Somehow I picked D out of
well,
those
yeah, you,
four.
Well, yeah, to quote the guy from The Last Crusade, you chose poorly.
Fair
you
point.
Chose poorly.
Blue, no yellow.
You were going to be a culinary student, huh? I can't see you being a good cook for
oh,
some reason.
Oh, I love cooking. I haven't done it as much in the last 2 years. I kind of lost it a little bit, but lately over
you
the last
month
or two.
You just seem like a ramen noodles kind of guy.
Funny that you bring that up. My buddy last night asked me when was the last time I ate ramen noodles, and the correct answer to that literally is my freshman year in college, because started my sophomore year in college, I had an apartment in a kitchen, and so I was making really cheap food. Like, I worked at Breadco, so I was able to take loads of bread home, and so everything I made was like revolved around bread. I made some bitchin' grilled cheeses, I tell you what. Put bacon in your grilled cheese. Thank me later.
I had a roommate in college when I was living in the dorms who was from Laos, and
wait a second. Sorry. Jim, I turn your mic on. Where's Laos? God, you baby. You baby.
You don't know where Laos is?
Give me a shot.
I'm gonna answer it, but I'm going to sound like an idiot.
Okay.
Give me a shot.
Laos in Vietnam.
Oh, you got it.
You're close.
Boom,
yeah,
boom,
Southeast
stay
Asia.
Room. You got it.
Southeast Asia. So
Laos,
yeah.
Cambodia, Vietnam, all right there. Good job, buddy.
Since I heard that,
I'm
I knew
so
Rocky
proud of
was going to come at.
See, when I hear Laos, I think of King of the Hill. Because they had characters on there that were from Laos. And they were like, you know, because it's set in Texas. And they're like, so are you Chinese or Japanese? And they're like, you know, we are Laotian. Like, we know you came over the ocean. So are you Chinese or Japanese?
Giamatti, I don't apologize to you at all.
Well, because of King of the Hill?
No, just because he
saw, you figured that he wasn't going to know.
He saw me coming after him with that one a mile away, and so, I don't feel bad.
Anyway, he was from Laos, and when his parents would come visit, his parents lived in St. Louis. When they would come to visit, they would bring him these huge boxes of like ramen noodles, but they were from Laos. And one night, I was starving. Everything
were they
just was closed.
Noodles there?
Huh?
Nothing.
Noodles, yeah. But I mean, like, they were like ramen noodles, but they were super spicy. And he told, I go, man, I'm starving. Can I, you know, give me a package? And he's like, yeah, you know, have it. He's like, I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be super spicy. I'm like, it can't be that bad. Oh my God. I thought I was going to breathe fire for the next 3 days. It was the spiciest thing I ever had in my entire life.
Like ghost ghost pepper hot?
I would have died.
I mean, it was bad.
I would have died. I'm taking 5 minute breaks eating the habanero sauce on these Hooters wings. I literally would have died.
I'm not big on that either.
You would have had to cut off like a layer of my throat to get like my mouth to keep me alive because my mouth would have been literally on fire. That sounds absolutely terrible. That sounds literally like hell.
Hey, when you're starving though, you're going to take anything.
Oh yeah.
When you're hungry.
Pay the price too.
Eric from QC sitting here. He's got a Arkansas shirt on, so that leads us to believe you're an Arkansas fan.
No, actually, my wife bought this for me too.
Oh, okay.
No, we
just
went,
like here, honey, have a shirt.
We have some friends in Fayetteville, and we went down there and watched. Actually, Javon Clowney was playing the Razorbacks his final year, and I don't think he made a tackle that day. And he got
he was lazy
one.
That year.
He was pretty lazy that year.
Yeah, so that's where we picked. No, I just threw it on.
I got you. Okay, I thought maybe you were an Arkansas fan.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not even a Cardinals fan. I'm a. I hate to break it to you guys, but I'm a San Francisco Giants.
Get the hell out of my studio right now. What are you doing, man?
It's
an odd year and they suck.
That's
so
true.
Well, I don't know. How'd
you become a Giants fan?
I don't know if you're old enough to remember the days of the one flap down, Jeffrey Leonard, when they them and the Cardinals and the Giants were rivals back
big time
in
yeah.
the 80s. So, you know, I was a Whitey guy, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, Whitey left and I didn't really like the way the team was going. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with the Giants, their biggest rival, the one flap down, Will Clark, Jeffrey Leonard, became a Giants fan. And when they brought La Russa in, I wasn't a big fan of La Russa. So
okay.
I just didn't like his attitude.
They had a little bit of a rivalry there with the Oakland Athletics.
I just
had
didn't like
World
La Russa's
Series.
Attitude. So I stuck with the Giants, and I'm not going to switch. I've been with the Giants the whole time, and it's been, you know, up and down, but.
So even in the early 2000s when they kind of renewed that rivalry and the way Kenny Lofton was kind of bad-mouthing the city and all that, you were cool?
I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Giants fan.
He makes no apologies about it.
I mean, they had the greatest ballpark, and they still do, in my opinion. And people,
I've heard AT&T. I've heard, well, that's not AT&T now. It's something else, but
PNC,
I've heard it's amazing. PNC.
Yeah, and, you know, no, PNC's in Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. You know, they have great fans there too. They're really not, you know, they're knowledgeable and we've been to a few games out there and it's a good place to go.
That's actually a very good sports market and they are getting ready to open in 2 years, I believe, Chase Center where the Golden State Warriors, that right now they play at Oracle Arena in Oakland. They're going to be going across the bay and playing in San Francisco. They are going to be the first NBA team to start selling personal seat license.
Oh boy.
For seats to Chase Center, and if you want to see a beautiful arena, do a Google image search of Chase Center in San Francisco. That arena is going to be the new standard bearer for all indoor arenas, hockey, basketball. Everybody's going to be like, yeah, you know what? We want a building that looks exactly like that.
Wow.
It's going to be an absolutely amazing, beautiful venue. Let's take a commercial break. Then when we come back, we're going to talk about, we talked about in the first segment, we might as well talk about in the last segment. We're going to talk about OJ's parole hearing today and some of the sound from that. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.